So how would you describe your musical style in two or three sentences?
I think something about our band is all about visual. Also, when you go to our show, you can see the stage is always decorated with flowers and, you know, stuff that we want to have on stage, that you will feel the atmosphere. There's something that we try to have, like cinematic vibes in our songs, so you can imagine you are in a scene from a movie or something. I don't know, I think it's like I can throw words, dreamy and nostalgic about our music, and that's it. You want to add something?
No, actually, yeah, but I agree. I agree.
Okay, and what are your main influences?
Main
influences, musical influences.
Everything. You know, it's not only musical. Of course, many artists inspire us, such as Bon Iver and the Temples that we will see tonight. We're really excited. And but you know, it can be books that we are reading or movies. We love movies. We get inspired by movies a lot. People that we meet, you know, on tours. Everything is inspiring, you know. Yeah.
And who writes your lyrics?
Kind of both of us. You know, we help each other in the melodies and in the lyrics. We talk about it. Sometimes I have an idea and then Gil is like, oh, okay, but let's take it this way and this way. And the collaboration between us in the writing process is really like, you know, like magic. So it happens. It just happens sometimes. We just have a song suddenly. It's really cool.
Do you want to add something?
Actually,
she's
amazing. Yeah, yeah, just the right answers.
There are no right answers.
Yeah, of course.
It's our answers. But yeah, I think we have a good, really good chemistry when we write. When we have the right song, you know, the right song for us, when we feel it's like we have it, it can be like the most amazing thing, like...
It's a fuel for a month, you know. When you write a good song, it's like you feel the best for weeks and months. You just have, you feel that you have something.
And what is the writing process like? Do you write the music first or the lyric first or both of them?
Sometimes the lyrics, sometimes the melody. We don't have rules, you know. Sometimes we take an instrument and we try to improvise. You know, some Gil can start a drum loop, or to take the keyboards and play the guitar, or I will take the ukulele, we will have the lyrics and then we'll have an idea. But we try to
change our process all the time, because just not to get bored, you know.
Challenge
each other, just. Write with different instruments, start with the lyrics or not, and yeah, like she said, so every time is different.
Yeah.
So do you play lots of instruments?
Actually, Gil can play every instrument. I'm okay. I play a little bit of ukulele, guitar. I can whistle really good. Really good. Yeah.
The best whistler in the West.
And is it your first time in Switzerland?
No. Actually, no. We've been here a lot last year, and we've been into, I don't remember even.
Baden
and Basel,
Bern.
And Bern and Lausanne and
Zurich
and Zurich. We had a show like last month. It was sold out. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Really the best crowd. It's amazing. Really, we really like it here.
We love to come back to Switzerland.
Yeah.
We had good experience until now. With our crowd, they're really loving. We feel like Gil said, we had a big show in Zurich in a place called Bogenef, and it was, you know, for us it was, we had our new album, and it was like a few days.
It was the first show that we played after the album was released, so it was really exciting for us. And the crowd was really... I will remember that show. I think all of us.
Me too. You know, there was something so special. The album was just released and they knew all the lyrics. So they really did their homework, you know.
And can you tell me a little, what is your best experience in concert?
Concerts?
I think every concert has his special thing. You know, if you can perform in front of 200 people or 50 people or 8,000 people, and it's different vibes all the time. Like for one, we had a show in Heidelberg in Germany, and it was in front of, like, I don't know, 100 people, something like that, and suddenly the electricity went off and we did like an acoustic session inside the crowd, and it was amazing. And the other hand, we had a show in a festival called Pohoda in Slovakia, and it was like in front of 10,000 people, and it was so intense, you know. It was amazing for us to see like 10,000 people like singing the words and really into the music. It's really exciting for us.
And do you prefer playing in a festival or in a room?
Like I said, I think it's just different vibe, you know. I think that's what's special about our job, that every night you can do different stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to perform in front of you know, a really huge crowd, and then the day after, like, to have an intimate show. It's cool.
And what kind of music do you listen these days?
I think both of us try to listen to a very diverse music, you know, from oldies and electronic and pop and I don't know, whatever.
You're talking about the band that you love. You just talked with Dominic.
The Lemon Twigs.
Yeah,
I just heard the Lemon Twigs like 1 month ago. It's a new band from Hollywood, from the United States. And they're like two brothers, 19 and 17. And they're like so talented, amazing. So they're doing like very oldies, retro, Beatles vibe thing. And for the other hand, I don't know. You have here in Paleo the Justice concert tomorrow.
Yes.
So and I really expect
Arcade
Fire, of course. So
I love Sufjan Stevens. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He has a really amazing record called Kerry and Lowell.
Okay.
So you have to listen to this record.
Ah, yes. I totally will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what kind of project do you have for 217 or 218?
We have actually, we're touring right now. We just finished like a 1 month tour in Europe and the United States and Canada. Now we're like have a couple of shows actually here in Switzerland, also in Basel, right?
Next Saturday
in Basel and in the Sziget Festival. And then in October, actually, we're going to have also 1 month tour all over Europe. We will definitely be in Switzerland.
Yeah.
2nd in November in Bern, 3rd November in Aarau, and 4th November in Winterthur.
Winterthur, we've been there already.
We've been in Winterthur.
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was really, really cool. It was a festival, right?
Yeah, amazing
city,
festival.
It
was cool.
City,
great venue. Great.
I'm glad you like Switzerland.
Yeah.
We love Switzerland. And you know, there's something about the people in Switzerland.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the atmosphere. The I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, you are really nice. I can
really, nice
really,
people.
Really smiley, and I don't know. These are the people we met.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hopefully,
yeah.
It's most of them.
Yeah, I think.
Yes. And will you see any concerts tonight?
I hope to see the temples like a little bit because they're like performing in 15 minutes and Arcade Fire and maybe the Pixies, but actually we were supporting the Pixies next week in
Israel.
So maybe we will see them next week, but if we will manage so we'll succeed today.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.